Riley Yauch here for the jump around with Badgers linebacker Mason Reiger. And Mason, tough loss on Saturday. How has, just take us into the locker room, take us into practice today. What's the attitude been like for the team as you guys try to bounce back this week against Maryland?
Yeah, you know, earlier this week, obviously it's breaking down the tape and learning from what we put on tape. You know, obviously you do the same thing after every game. Take, you know, the mistakes that you made, the plays that we left out there, learn from them. Then we pretty much work it into the game plan versus Maryland. And then it's almost like a flush, like, all right, take what you learned. Move on. What happened last week is what happened. You just got to move on and attack the next week at hand.
Yeah, and I understand you're a transfer into Wisconsin, but you're a senior, you're a leader. How have you sort of led in the locker room and been able to, encourage the young guys, keep the right perspective still early on in the season?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had the privilege of starting 2-0, earned, but to have your first loss early in the season is, I think, obviously no one wants it, but to have an opportunity to learn from it and see what kind of team you really are, because you're tested early in the season. Mm-hmm. Now you have an opportunity to bounce back. So I think what I can do is like you said, someone who is older and been around some college football, is I can speak light and into people. And mm-hmm. there's people out on the team that are just like, they maybe not have never experienced something like that. To just be able to learn from it and then flush it and move on and just work one week at a time is, I think, something that I can preach to the guys.
Yeah, I love that phrase, speaking light into people. How do you go about doing that?
I'm big on encouragement. So I see somebody mess up a play. Obviously, no one's going to be perfect by any means. And, you know, we hold ourselves to such high standards already. And I think as teammates, you do as well. So to just go out there and see someone make a mistake, and instead of just like beating down on them, obviously they're going to know, because as a Division I football player, you're going to hold yourself to a high standard as it is already. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be down on themselves. They need somebody to pick them up, because, you know, they're going to be counted on to make the next play. And I think my teammates do the same for me. So just going hand in hand with each other, pushing each other to be better every day.
That's fantastic. And now, obviously, there were some struggles. It was a tough loss, tough on the defense. But what were some of the things you thought the defense did well that you can build upon heading into this week?
I think some of the things that we did well, you know, I think we finished the game pretty well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you go down a significant amount of scores like that, you can let it get out of hand. You can let it get ugly. And as ugly as it was, you know, first half, really 28 points, counting the first play out of the jump, it's tough. I think a lot of guys still played with high energy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's nothing to be overly proud of, because you could just be out there with energy and you got to execute at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I think being able to build, you know, have a good game plan working into Maryland, and just, you know we need to do a better job in the pass game. I think run defense-wise, everybody knows we're doing a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. And I think we can't get away from that. That's going to be what we hold ourselves on as a defense. So to just go out there and play complimentary ball, to be able to, you know, work that into the pass defense as well, because mm-hmm. it's not just a coverage aspect. You know, obviously we got to get pressure on the quarterback too. That goes hand in hand. So I think that's going to be a big focus for this week.
Yeah, and the Maryland offense, they're off to a good start this season, 3-0. What have you seen from them that you guys are going to be focusing on this week when you're trying to get stops?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it's about us and executing our mm-hmm. game plan. But to just have a young quarterback like that maybe mm-hmm. we can affect more so in this game is going to be a big piece, driving factor for us. I think it's going to be a big game. You know, they see what happens when we do get pressure on the quarterback and how effective that can be, and then when we don't. So I think to get back to what we were is going to be a big focus for us.
Okay. And going back to your more of your leadership side of things and your time at Louisville last season, you didn't play, but you saw some tough losses that team took against really good teams like Notre Dame and Miami. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you learned from how you approached those losses that you're bringing in to the locker room and to your approach this week?
To the locker room, yeah, you know, mm-hmm. big games like that, obviously, you know, those are ones that you want to go your way. Mm-hmm. You have an opportunity on a big stage to play a really good opponent. You know, those are the games that you want more, you know. It's nice to beat some smaller schools early on in the season, and every week's a new week. Good opponents are what it is in Division I football, but those big games is kind of what, you know, drives you, and you want to win those games. You go out there like Louisville, for example, versus Notre Dame or Miami, or us against in Alabama, you know. Mm-hmm. So now we're into the Big Ten. Like, these are all big games. So I think to have that opportunity to just play every single week and have an opportunity like that is going to be good for us, and just living up to those expectations.
Yeah, a couple lighter ones to end on. I saw you played baseball back in high school. Is there anything you took? First, what position did you play in baseball?
I played second base and center field.
Okay, nice. Is there anything that you took from playing that middle infield spot, maybe tracking some fly balls in center field, that you bring to the football field?
You know, I don't really have the opportunity to do that. Yeah. I think if I was a DB, I'd like to think that I'd have significantly better ball skills than a lot of guys that I've seen that maybe haven't played baseball. Mm. But I've never played DB, really, so I can't speak on that as much.
All right, totally fair. And you're newish to Madison. What are your favorite spots, whether that be to eat, to go hang out? What have you loved about Madison so far?
Oof, man, there's a lot. I've really loved Madison since I've been here. Mm. I've had a lot of people ask me, like, if I could do it all over again, I'd say, like, Madison's a great spot. Like, if you're a freshman cat, having the opportunity to be here 4 or 5 years is honestly a really good opportunity. I spent a lot of time on State Street.
Great call.
I think I'm kind of stick to my basics. Like, I like Chipotle a lot. Yeah. So Chipotle, and then, like, there's a good smoothie spot called Pure Green.
That's
a good spot too.
All right, that's some ball knowledge right there.
Yep.
And last thing from me, what's your message to Badgers fans as you approach a big week against Maryland?
Yeah, my message to Badger fans is, you know, we're doing everything we can in here, because we know, obviously speaking from internally in the program, like, we know what we're expecting of ourselves. Like, this is a game where we get back on track. You know, we lose a big game like that, and it's like, all right, obviously, we have the opportunity to play a team like Alabama, and it doesn't go our way. So what can we do to learn from that, apply it to Maryland, and just get going into the meat of our season here? And like it is conference play, every single game is going to be big. So just building momentum as we go is, I think, what we're focused on and what we know we're going to make happen.
Fantastic. Appreciate the time. Mason Reiger, Badgers linebacker. Riley out for the jump around. What's poppin', Papa Iglesias here with Jaden Ballard for the jump around, wide receiver for the Wisconsin Badgers. Jaden, first and foremost, I mean, you're a newer guy to Madison. You know, how do you feel getting settled in and everything, just getting to know the Madison area and all that?
I've been pretty good for my time being here since January. Coming in, I was really, like, leaning on, like, Tretch and Vinny and them guys, like, show me around, show me the ropes. So, really, yeah, I've been good.
Jumping at the ball, I mean, that's a tough one, unfortunately, for Alabama. But how are you guys turning that page heading into Maryland week? What are the learning lessons that you guys took away from that game?
You know, just there's always room for improvement, you know, getting better each and every week. This week, especially getting better, you know, playing fast, fearless. So.
And then, I mean, your numbers are looking good, though, so far to start off the season. Like, just getting to work with Coach Grimes, that confidence, working into a new offense. I know it's not an easy task to do, but how are you feeling personally with, you know, the numbers that you're putting up and how you're performing for the team?
I mean, it's not just me. It's want to give a shout out or praise to, obviously, all the coaches and the O-line and the D-line for, you know, making everything possible for us guys to make plays and do what we do.
What's the biggest learning lesson, again, from the Alabama loss? Because Coach Fickell even said, too, like, it's really that time. It was that game that starts, you know, with a pretty tough schedule, a pretty tough road ahead. What do you think you learned after a loss like that?
Coming from that, you know, it's obviously not the outcome we wanted, but, you know, just playing through the whistle, you know, we got a lot of work done going into that game. During the game too, you know, guys getting better, young guys stepping in, even older guys, you know, still showing what they can do. And like I said, just keep going from there.
And then your voice too, the locker room, what are you saying to the guys? Like, how do you guys all make sure too? Because again, it's everybody knows that you're going to face adversity at some point in the season, whether it's early, whether it's late. What are you saying to your teammates to make sure that you guys, one, hold each other accountable, of course, but two, make sure that you guys are all there for each other as you move
on?
Yeah,
I'm not really a type of guy to, like, you know, be all rowdy and talk, but yeah. I'll throw my 2 cents in there, you know, get the guys motivated. And, you know, me coming from, you know, Ohio State, obviously, and me being a fifth year, I didn't see a lot of stuff. So just giving them some advice on, you know, we can, you know, do this, play confident, and play like how you've been playing since you were a little kid. So,
what's the scouting report on Maryland right now? What do you guys know? What do the matchups look like, especially for you?
Winning the game, you know, playing, like I said, playing fast, playing fearless, and going out there and showing what we can do.
What's the attitude? I mean, again, I'm sure after a week like last week too,
guys got a good chip on that shoulder. You guys are hungry. You're back at home. All those things. Give us a pulse of what that locker room's like, especially for you heading into this week.
I feel like, you know, head down, you know, go to work, and like I said, winning the game, and everyone playing fast, confident, and winning.
Yeah. Well, outside of this too, you were talking to us a little bit before we started rolling. You're a big 2K guy. Tell us a little bit about that. You always been a gamer? What's been the vibe here?
No, actually, I was like always outside kid, okay, playing every sports. So I got to college and I started playing a game, you know, 2K, where it's at right now. So yeah, I've been playing 2K.
You're my player, you said, right? You're in that mode right now. Player. Where are we at? Are we a rookie that's taken off in the league? Are we a veteran? How many ships have we got? That's a real question.
I don't play like NBA games. I just play like the park, rec,
okay,
stuff like that.
Oh, you're just trying to dunk on people on the street ball then.
That's good, yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, what other games are? Is it just 2K alone?
I used to play Call of Duty a little bit. No, I don't really play that no more. So just 2K right now.
Okay, gotcha. What else? Who are the other big gamers out here? Is it just you solo or do you play with the guys out here?
Tyrell Henry plays, Eugene. Really, I play with the receivers, the whole receiver room.
Okay.
Yeah. Tredge plays Fortnite. I don't know why, but
why we gotta cook him like that? Come on, man. Fortnite's not bad. You ever give it a shot?
I used to play Fortnite. I was really good, but lay off that.
I got you. Anything else the guys like to do to bond too? I know that a lot of, you know, well, actually, what was cool too was what we heard from Coach Brady saying that there's a point system that if you hung out with different position groups over the summer, you got extra points. Like, what other position groups did you get to hang out with? Who else you get to know as you?
I'd say the O linemen. We went go karting all together. And really
who came out and won? That's the question.
Who won? I think Vinny won.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speed. All right. Yeah. V8
so
out there.
Really, and once the receivers hang out, we'll go like bowling or just like go out to eat or just like chill at each other's houses. It's really nothing too much. Just relaxing and chilling.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Before we wrap things up, your message to Badger fans, to the whole nation, as you guys get ready for Maryland this week. What do you got to say?
Bring juice. Be loud, help us out, we're going to win.
Perfect. All right, Pablo Iglesias here, Jaden Ballard from Wisconsin football for the jump around.